All right, everyone. So I kind of lied. This is our last game for the night. Love on Leave. Well, it's the last game for the Independence Day thing. Again, I hope you guys have enjoyed it. But Love on Leave is available at GOG right now. And this is a dating platform. I think it's also at Jazz USA and a few other places. So, you know, just look around. It might even be on Steam, but I doubt it. Let's check this out here real quick. Color of red text. This, okay, I don't care about that. Alright, we're good. This is a platformer, so it's a little different. It's also a visual novel and a dating sim. The bus gently sways. Hold up. Gotta check some shit out. Hold on. Or maybe not. Can't do anything about it. Okay, whatever. My cell phone barely has any reception, meaning the only thing I can do to pass time is to look out at the view. I was born and raised in the country, but I haven't been back in over a decade. I'm a bit sad if the view doesn't match my memories. Till recently, I was working in a company in the big city. Very toxic workplace, to be specific. Most of us worked unpaid overtime, leading most of my coworkers to quit early. Their workloads fell on the one left behind, me. Then one day I passed my stop 4 times. That's when I realized how every part of me was avoiding going into work. Even though I barely had an idea of what to do with my future, I decided on that same day to finally call it quits. Luckily, I was able to rack up 2 weeks of paid leave before that, so I wanted to use that to rest physically and mentally at a hot spring. But instead, I remembered the countryside I grew up in and decided to go home for the first time in a decade. To be honest, I don't really know why I decided to come home. I say home, but I only spent my early years of grade school in the area. Let me go with a backlog. It wasn't like my parents still live out here or anything like that. As you may have guessed, there aren't any tourist spots or anything around either. I still wonder why I thought it was a good idea to come back here. Well, whatever. I have all the time in the world, after all. My childhood dream was to be an author, but I gave up in college. It could be nice to stay at an inn and pursue my old dream. Before I realized it, the sky had changed color. Thriving city was long gone, and the mountainside was much more noticeable. I guess this area hasn't changed much at all. As I breathed a sigh of relief at the sight of some familiar scenery, childhood memories flooded into my mind. Memories of playing on the mountain, building secret forts, fishing by the river, and writing stories at the cafe. I think I get it now. I think I finally realized why I came back here after so long. All of my memories of home were filled with those three sisters, the girls I spent so much time with as a young child. I'm such an idiot. It's not like I know whether or not they even live here still. I shake my head in order to chase away any of my quiet expectations, but deep down in my heart, I know I was hoping for something. Huh? I feel like I've seen that girl somewhere. I'm sure it was just my imagination. I should focus on heading over to the inn for now. You're kidding me. What are the chances? The inn that I was planning to stay at is closed for reservations. I thought that I could get a booking since no one would be staying out in the middle of nowhere. Guess that was naive of me. Ugh, what now? There are no other inns around here. Don't tell me I have to go back to the city. Though there are no buses to take me back anyway. Unlike the city, there's only one, and it drives by here every few hours. Totally screwed up. What should I do? Huh? Oh, that's cool. Boy, they sure do walk slow, don't they? Even though this was the reunion of the decade, I didn't immediately recognize any of the three women in front of me. Kanami, Nichan, Amane, or Amane, rather, and Hibiki? I knew it! It was really you, Akito-kun! See, what did I tell you? I knew it was Akito-ni. I can't believe it. What are you doing on the way out here? So you finally come home, Akito-kun. Yeah, I quit my job recently, but I was able to get paid leave before that, so I thought I'd use it to give my old home a visit. I don't actually have a house out here, but for me it's the first place that comes to mind when I think of the countryside. The inn I plan to stay at is closed for renovation, so I was actually just trying to find a bus to head back into town. Oh, I'm rambling a bit too much about my own situation, aren't I? Sorry, I was just surprised to see you all here. Hehe, don't worry about it, Akito-kun. Calm down. Go on, take a deep breath. Aha! I guess that did the trick. Konami-ni-chan, Amine, Habiki. I can't believe how long it's been. It's a little surprising that we all still recognize each other even though it's been over 10 years though, huh? You're like family to us after all. There's no way we could forget you that easily. So what brings you back here anyway? Oh, I don't particularly have any plans. I was just thinking of taking these next 2 weeks off to relax since I have leave and all. Though I guess with the state the inn is in, my plans are kind of in shambles. Well then, why don't you come and stay at our house? What, your place? Hey sis, you don't get to decide that by yourself. Oh, is there a problem? He used to stay at our place all the time when we were young. Well, we're kids back then. We're all adults now, me and him included. But there's no inn for him to stay at. Besides, Akito-kun is like family. I don't have a problem with it. We have some spare rooms that he could use. Hey, Hibiki, don't tell me you're okay with this. Stop worrying. You're definitely stronger than him anyway, Amane. If anything happens, just give him the old one too. I guess you're right. Are you sure I can stay at your place? It really helped me out a ton. Okay, well, let's get going then. Hey, wait a minute, Hibiki. My, Hibiki-chan sure is energetic. It's like I jumped back in time. Almost like nothing's changed around here. Akito-kun, what's wrong? Oh, just being impressed how Amakusa Farm, is still going strong. I just got a little excited from how much of the place I remember. Hehe, thanks. We've worked hard for this over the years. These veggies are the talk of the town now. They're so popular that we even get orders from other places. Talk about impressive. That must keep Uncle and Auntie busy. Neither of them are here anymore. Us three are the only ones in this house. I didn't know. I'm so sorry for your loss. Yeah, thanks. We appreciate the kind words. Akito, don't worry about us too much, okay? I didn't realize that their parents weren't with them anymore. Konami-ni-chan, Amine, Hibiki. Thank you so much for letting me stay here. I'll do my best to help out over the next 2 weeks. I'm glad you're with us. Please treat the house like it's yours, okay? Yup, glad to have you around. I'll kick you out if you do anything weird, you got that? Okay. Well, why don't we all head back to our house for now? Oh, right. I suppose now is the perfect time to say this. Welcome home, Akito-kun. Welcome back, Akito-ni. Nice having you back. Not everything is the same as it was back then. But I guess I really am back home, safe and sound. Thanks, it's good to be back. It's good to be the king. Again, we're glad to have you here, Akito-kun. I know things might still feel a little awkward, but try to make yourself at home. This is your house as much as it's ours. Thanks, Kanami-ni-chan. I really owe you one. If you didn't bother talking to me, I would have probably been at the bus stop waiting for a ride home. You can thank Hibiki-chan. The last time I saw you, you were still in elementary school. It's been over 10 years, I think. You've become taller. Aha, well, I am an adult now. Same goes for you three. You guys really matured. I'm kind of surprised, actually. I'm glad you think so, but I think you'll see that we're the same old girls on the inside. Well, I think you'll get the chance to definitely see that. You'll be seeing these girls on the inside at some point. You sure? That's reassuring. By the way, what do you do now for a living? I know you used to practice a lot in the school wind band. Is it related to music? Actually, I inherited my parents' cafe. I might not look like it, but I'm the current owner of Cafe Metropolis. Really? You're the one running the cafe now? That's right. I've loved that cafe for as long as I can remember. All the damn coffee went straight to her tits. Mom and Dad might be gone, but I made sure to keep it in business. We open in the morning and close up before the evening. Why don't you come to visit when you have some free time? That'd be great. I'll be looking forward to taking a sip of your coffee. Okay, okie dokie. Let me get dinner ready. I'll make some of your favorite dishes too. Can't wait for it. Need a hand? My sisters can help me today. Could you go get them for me, Akito-kun? On it. Are they in their rooms? Hibiki-chan said she was going for a walk around the neighborhood. We do have nice weather today. I'm not sure where you'll find Amane-chan, though. Or Amane-chan, rather. She should be finished with her daily training. Hibiki-chan might know. You have to ask her instead. Got it. Be right back. Thanks for doing me a favor. I do kind of want to show at least 1 minute of me doing some walking. Okay, so yeah, this is pretty much what you do in the game. You can go through, see how you have this interactive kind of thing. It does play like an adventure game a little bit. Like, it'll say it's Cafe Metropolis, pretty popular amongst the locals. I wonder if it's because of the girl working there. And of course, there's Hibiki. We're not going to talk to her yet. But you can't go anywhere else, so you can go back in the house. That's the save point. Save real quick in the fan. Yep. Okay. Can't go in there. That's Hibiki's room. Or Hibiki. I don't know. Her name is... I always pronounced it Hibiki, because I know there's a character from Final... Not Final Fight, but King of Fighters named Hibiki. And I always called him Hibiki. A wall scroll with great handwriting. This must be the work of some professional. This is Amakusa House's bath. It doesn't seem like anyone's using it right now. This is Amane's room. If I went in without permission, she'd probably kill me. This is Hibiki's room. If I went in without permission, she'd tell everyone about it. The hentai that went in my room! This is Konami Nichan's room. If I went in without permission, she'd look so disappointed in me. Oh, man. You don't want her disappointed, folks. Okay, so that's pretty much what you do in the game. Like, I did said there's some platforming parts. Like, you gotta jump and shit. I don't know. I haven't got there yet. Oh, cool. I can zoom in and out, too. All right. So this is a game made in, like, maybe, I don't know, 2018, 2019, even 2020. It's a fairly newer game. I mean, you can tell, right? So, if you're interested in Love... was it Love on Leave? Go ahead and get it from GOG or Kagura or Jast. Or, I think Kagura has it. They might not, though. There's a lot of places that have this game. I think even Steam might have it. Might. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for the very last video of today's 4th of July Independence. Well, this is going to be the day after. It'll be the 5th of July. But this is the last video of our Independence Day celebration. Hope you guys had a good time. I should be heading back by now. So I'm probably getting some sleep and maybe making some content for Thursday. We'll see. I think I've given you guys plenty of content over the past couple of days, but maybe I can inch something out. Depends on how I feel. Because I'm recording this now before the thing, but when you see it, I'll already probably be on my way home. So I'll probably need some sleep. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll be out. I'll see you next time.